And have you ever used any other terms for that or heard any other terms?
Oh, yeah, I gave you a good whipping. Good thrashing.
Is there a difference in whipping and thrashing?
Well, I don't think so. I don't really think so. You might, if you're kind of angry, you might use your hand, but I always tried to get a little keen switch because that really nettles the legs and hurts and doesn't hurt the child except their feelings, but it does sting.
What kind of switch was your favorite?
Peach tree. We called it Dr. Green. Well, in our house, I sure knew what Dr. Green was when we...
Yes,
they are. But they have so many little things on them, you know, to make bad places on the legs. I always preferred a peach tree because it was slick. Didn't leave places.
My mother did too. She made us pick our own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've known of children to get a basket full or a bunch for Christmas.
Well, why would they get something like that?
You know, if they hadn't been good, you know, sort of a tease.
Yeah. Okay, if your son was 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you would say that he has...
He's grown 5 inches this year.
And next year, you would say to him,
last year you grew 5 inches and you will grow this year. And next year he is. Our oldest one is really getting tall.
How old is he?
8.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, but he is tall. He's going to be a tall boy. I believe he'll be over 6. Over 60. Kim's not too tall, but you know Harriet.
Yeah.
Harriet's family's real tall.
Well, I guess I haven't seen Kim since I was
with. But Kim's tall enough. He's about 5'11".
He's pretty tall. Mm-hmm. All right, what would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
An illegitimate child.
Do you know any joking or jesting names for that?
Born out of wedlock? You mean for the child?
Yeah, for the child.
Bastard. Not a very good word, but I've heard that.
Have you heard any names used by other groups of people, like, for instance, black people? Maybe have you heard a different term used by them?
No, Okay. Say that.
Uh-huh. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
more loving.
Okay, your brother's son is your
nephew.
All right. You said your husband was an orphan.
Yes. I mean, their parents died when they were quite young.
Was anybody appointed to look after them, or were they?
No, the aunt and uncle just took them in their home. I think I explained that the first night. Gave them a home, and really they were left with, you know, it was in depression times, and they just didn't have any money, and they didn't inherit anything. Parents didn't have anything, I guess. So this aunt and uncle took them to raise, to give a home if Jimmy could provide clothing and necessities, you know. And he did for the two of them. And he carried a paper route always, you know, morning and night. Then when he got old enough, he did stay. I think I mentioned out of school because he doesn't like me to